All right, my game day fit. It's a Vineyard Vines top and a Vineyard Vines pair of khakis. Yeah, pretty South bro of me, but it looks nice. I also throw on a Ralph Lauren tie and goes pretty well with my shoes that are actually blue suede from Aldo. I love those things. People seem to like them too, and they give me good luck. Also, I wear a big pea coat that I got as an early Christmas present.
This is Castle's Corner.
All right, so that was Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant, courtesy of the Algonquin boys hockey team. The Tomahawks are in studio since they won the Daily News Cup with a 2-1 win over Hopkinton on December 29th. So I was there live along with the Daily News staff to see the Tomahawks improve to 6-0 on the season as they beat both Hudson and Hopkinton to win their first Daily News Cup since 2014. So with me here from Algonquin boys hockey is senior captain Nolan Kimball, juniors Matt Bogdanski and Henry Alford, and sophomore Henry Antino. So, Gonk Hockey, thanks for coming to Castle Corner Podcast.
Thank you for having us.
So these four Tomahawks played a little knee hockey beforehand, did a little shootout before sitting down with me here in studio. And their goaltender, Matt Bogdanski, played just like he does on the ice. And Matt, you were a Daily News All-Star last year as a sophomore. Your team is undefeated to start the season, like I said, at 6-0. And I understand the Daily News Cup win was something of a first for you guys in a sense of your season so far, a first accomplishment. So can you kind of tell me more about that?
It's a huge tournament for us. We haven't gotten up for it in the recent years. And it's just great that we won it. For some reason with that, it's around the holidays, so like we just can't get up for it, and this year we did, and it's a huge win, and
And you guys lost to Hopkinton in the championship game last year, the Daily News Cup, in the same game, so you guys got the revenge. And also earlier this season you played another tournament and you won that. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
The Burroughs Cup, that's right at the beginning of the season, first two games, it's already off to a hot start, and we got to play one of the better teams we're going to play all season with Westboro, and that win felt like a playoff win, like it was absolutely electric in the rink. And it's actually the first time in the program's history where we've won both the Metro West Daily News Cup and the Burroughs Cup in the same year. And just to start off the season 6-0, we're going strong. We don't plan on stopping.
There you go. All gas, no brakes. Next to Matt is the lone senior in this room in forward, Nolan Kimball. Nolan, you won tournament MVP for the Daily News Cup, and you were a freshman, actually, the last time Algonquin made it to the TD Garden, and you played in the state championship game a little bit, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so I guess that would be the goal for you guys, is kind of get back to the Garden and play a state championship. So how do you think the season's going so far?
Yeah, I mean, so far it's been going good. 6-0, can't complain there. We're slacking a little bit on goal scoring, but hopefully we're going to pick that up as the season moves along. We got a couple new faces this year, some transfers and some kids coming up from underclassmen to upperclassmen now, so starting to play more. So, yeah, basically we're just going to keep rolling.
Do you remember what it was like to be at the Garden when you were a freshman? I'm sure you were wide-eyed, probably couldn't skate backwards, or maybe you even couldn't go to the bathroom that day. You're probably so excited. But tell me a little bit about being at the Garden and what it was like for you back in 2000. I think it was 15.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that day I remember it pretty well. I just took it all in. Knew I wasn't going to play that much. I only got like 3 or 4 shifts, but still pretty decent. I just remember being there and just at the end of after we lost, I just was looking around saying, yeah, I'm going to be back here one day, and I think this year is it.
You talked about new faces being a part of this year's team. Scoring the game-winning goal in the Daily News Cup was a sophomore sitting next to Nolan and Henry Antino. A forward, Antino scored in the third period to net the Tomahawks the one-goal victory against Hopkinton. So, Henry, needless to say, that was probably the biggest goal of your life, right?
For sure, yeah. I mean, I didn't play much last year in high school hockey. Obviously, it's a step up from half season and just youth hockey, so it was a big goal and nice to help out the team.
Describe the goal a little bit. What was going through your head? What did you see, and how did you kind of make sure that it went in?
It was actually during a line change. I had just gotten onto the ice, and Nolan on my left was battling with a kid sort of on the red line, and he won the puck, and he chipped it up to me. And I saw their defenseman was sort of not gapped up right. And so he sort of got caught flat-footed and just went around him. And their goalie had his glove down pretty low, so I just put it upstairs.
So is that your first or second goal this year?
That's actually my fourth goal this year.
And last year, you were a freshman. You scored one goal. It's kind of interesting. It was only one shot, right?
Yeah, one shot all year, one goal. So leading the league in shooting percentage.
Not bad as a freshman. Next to Henry is another Henry, and Henry Alford. Am I saying that last name right, Henry?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I actually know Henry's grandfather pretty well. He plays golf. My dad played golf in Florida recently. Shout out to Rick Jenkins and Jerry Castle. Hopefully see them again Baba. In Florida soon. what do you call him?
Baba.
Baba, very nice. Also known as in this room as Mike Ditka to some people.
Yeah, Kimball calls him Mike Ditka.
Yeah, he's got that the mustache. Like yeah, he's got the stash going for sure all
for
year
sure.
round. My dad started growing facial hair. He looks like Ed Harris now, who's a famous actor.
My mother's never seen Baba without a mustache, so I mean, it would be pretty weird.
Yeah, well, hopefully he doesn't shave it off like you guys will shave your hair for the playoffs. Anyway, Henry, you're a junior forward. You had the flu in the first game of the Daily News Cup and managed to score a goal and lead the Tomahawks to a win over Hudson. Can you tell us how you were feeling, kind of routine throughout the whole day?
Yeah, I mean, just starting off, I mean, I woke up on Christmas morning not feeling too good, and then knowing the next day we had a big game, just trying to shake the flu or shake whatever I had because I didn't know then. Took some Advil, tried to go to bed early, woke up the next day, 3:30 a.m., took more Advil, I think I took three showers before that game. You know, my mom always jokes that when she hears the shower turn on, she knows I'm not feeling too good because that's when I'm trying to feel better. And took some DayQuil. I had this chloraseptic spray that I used actually during the game. I read after that it was one spray every 2 hours. I think I might have done a couple hundred sprays that game just trying to make it through. But, I mean, yeah, I was just the whole day, I was just trying to feel better. I didn't, but, I mean, still had to play. I mean, Jack Thibodeau, he was out with a concussion that whole tournament, and that was really putting us down. He was on my line, actually, so I just needed to show up and play.
Yeah, we talked to you afterwards. I actually saw the chloraseptic, you call?
Yeah, chloraseptic.
I actually saw that on the bench. I was wondering if that was for you because we were watching ringside by the Algonquin bench, and then we talked to you afterwards, and you looked like you were having trouble standing up straight. So
yeah, I was pretty tired after that game.
But it was definitely a good game for you and a precursor for what was a good tournament win for Algonquin hockey. Anyway, let's take a quick break here on Castle Corner, and when we come back, we'll talk more with these four Algonquin boys hockey players. Back here with Matt Bogdanski, Nolan Kimball, Henry Antino, and Henry Alford. Now, Gonk has some serious swag, and it's on and off the ice. It's prevalent wherever you go with Gonk hockey, apparently. Matt, you were best dressed on Wednesday. I talked to you afterwards, did a little Instagram Live with you on Metro West Sports, and you gave us the rundown on your whole outfit. So can you tell us a little bit about your game day fit?
All right, my game day fit... it's a Vineyard Vines top and a Vineyard Vines pair of khakis. Yeah, pretty South bro of me, but you know, it looks nice. I also throw on a Ralph Lauren tie and goes pretty well with my shoes that are actually blue suede from Aldo. I love those things. People seem to like them too, and they give me good luck. Also, I wear a big pea coat that I got as an early Christmas present, and.
What about the Carhartt hat? Can you tell a story about that, please?
The Carhartt hat, that was a Christmas gift from my sister last year. She was a little bit tight on money, so she just went to Dick's Sporting Goods and kind of nabbed it off the shelf. Didn't really pay for it, but I don't think Dick's Sporting Goods is going to suffer from the $30 that they didn't make off that hat. And, yeah, staying warm is a huge part, and I also wear a scarf, and that scarf is probably one of my biggest good luck charms. My grandmother gave that to me before she passed, and I've been wearing it to every high school game since, and I don't plan on stopping that.
Yeah, you definitely were best dressed, nice scarf, head to toe on Wednesday and on Saturday at the Daily News Cup. On the ice, the Tomahawks wear an array of kind of jerseys, and their best sweater actually comes in a form of camouflage. I understand there's a backstory behind that, Nolan, to the camouflage jersey. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we got the camo jerseys about like either 4 or 5 years ago, I forget, but they're dedicated to Brian Arsenal, who was a former player at Algonquin, and he served in the military. Unfortunately, he passed away a few years ago. But the school and the team decided that to honor him, we would get those jerseys. And it's really like meaningful when we get to wear them, because in the past we didn't really wear them that often, but we're starting to wear more now. But yeah, we do a lot for the Arsenal family. We try to do as much as we can throughout the season, and even in the like after the season, we do fundraisers during some of the games, and we're very like involved with the community and the Arsenal family.
Yeah, I understand you go to a couple events and try to keep a spirit going. So that's a very nice thing that Algonquin Hockey is doing kind of behind the scenes. Another thing Algonquin does, like many other teams in the state, is kind of dish out a MVP kind of award, if you will, after every game. Now, Henry Antino, you were MVP as decided by Matt here after the Daily News Cup final. What did you get and have to wear, and how did that kind of tradition come about?
We get this big, shiny, old varsity jacket that used to be worn by the old guys. And we get a really old yellow bucket. Things, not sure how safe it is, but, yeah, it means a lot when, the guys get it. And the guy that won it the last game gives it to the new, MVP, sort of. And it always just means a lot. And, the past tournaments that we've had, like, guys have been acknowledged, like, all tournament and stuff like that. And it's nice to get acknowledged by the tournament and obviously you guys. But I think everybody can agree it's very nice to have your brothers acknowledge you, too.
Now, the bucket he's talking about is a helmet for those at home that don't know what he's referring to as a bucket. It's very bright, kind of yellow, and the Star Jacket's very vintage 1970s kind of look to it. I understand you had to wear that to school, so I know we're on Christmas break here. Are you going to rock that the first day you go back to school, maybe?
Yeah,
you might not probably have it anymore, though, because we have games in between them. But if you could, would you?
Probably, yeah.
All right, good. Well, they have a good Instagram account, a Twitter account for Algonquin Hockey that kind of sends out those tweets out those photos of them wearing their helmet and their jacket. If you couldn't tell by now, these four Gonk hockey players get along pretty well, and that's something that's became pretty apparent for us when we were covering them at the Daily News Cup. Henry, or Hank, as you get called up by the rest of the team, can you tell me what kind of things you guys do on and off the ice for kind of bonding?
Yeah, I mean, we try to hang out as much as possible. I mean, a lot of coaches try to say, like, we want some, like, team gel, and we want everyone to be, like, together. I mean, but I think we actually really do have that this year. I mean, we're all boys. We hang out. We love to go to Antino's house. He's got a pretty sweet basement where we hang out at. And pasta parties, just last pasta party, actually, we brought in a couple Xboxes and a bunch of controllers. I think we had like 8 kids playing NHL 19 at one time. You know, just having a good time together. I mean, it's the things you remember later in life that, like, I've heard before that you remember. You know, you don't just remember, like, the big games, but you remember, you know, you're hanging out with all your brothers playing, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have been fun so far, but we'll attach some photos and videos of you guys playing some knee hockey and toting around the tournament trophy. But that Papagino's story is awesome. You guys could probably put them out of business.
Oh, I mean, yeah, the Papagino's thing with the like they do this deal. They have $5 and then unlimited pizza, which is, I don't know how they make money off that, but we come in, they're never ready for the whole Algonquin team to come in. We come in, how many pizzas? Probably 10 pizzas probably every time. They're just dishing them out. They come out and they're gone within seconds. They bring the tray right back to the kitchen, just put more on. But I mean, we level that restaurant every single time we go in, but It's a good time with the team.
Yeah, shout out to Papa Gino's. I know if you guys want to get on a sponsorship for Castle's Corner, we'll take you here. Good pizza, low-key good pizza that no one goes to. So thanks to Gino's for helping out the Algonquin hockey team keep on the weight throughout the season. Let's take our last break here on Castle's Corner. When we come back, we're going to go over some hockey player superstitions and then also surprise an Algonquin sophomore with some good news over the phone. Back here with four players from the Algonquin boys hockey team. So I understand you guys have some weird superstitions. I know hockey players are pretty weird in general. Those are all my best friends. I play basketball myself. Matt, since you Matt is literally a certifiable lunatic, he might be coming across as PG-13 here, but he's quite the character. We love him at the Metro West Daily News, and I think they like you at the Worcester Telegram and Gazette as well for a good quote. But can you tell us a little bit about what you do pregame and your kind of superstitions?
Every day before a game, I pretty much do the same thing, regardless or not if I have school. Probably about 3 hours before the game is when I have my pregame meal, which is pasta and chicken with tomato sauce. Been doing that since freshman year. My dad whips it up real nice. Tastes good. So I do that. Then I get dressed, blasting some tunes in my room. Then off to the rink it is. And I drive pretty quick on the way to the rink. I just want to focus my mind on one thing. So I'll drive down this this street that is not very busy. And kind of rip it down there. Well, finally, when I get to the rink, I get undressed and I get ready to warm up. I do the same warm up routine every time. Make myself a little bit of pre workout. Listen to some music pretty loud and just get my mind ready for the game.
Is there a song choice or genre that you listen to? I think you had a song or two that you always play.
Yeah, when I do a ball routine just to get my eyes warmed and hands warmed up for the puck. And that song I listened to there is called "The 15th and the First" by Gucci Mane and Waka Flocka. It's it's pretty hefty on the swears, pretty hefty on the suggestive material, but it's a good song, gets me hyped nonetheless, and kind of some throwback rock too.
Like Electric Avenue that you guys sang to start with. I don't know if that's rock, though. But thanks for sharing that your pregame. I know goalies are weirdos and half crazy, half human. But it's worked well for you. You were an all-star, like I said, last year for us. And I don't know, 6-0 on your way to having another good year for Algonquin hockey. Nolan, what about you? What do you do for superstitions?
So my superstitions I've been doing since freshman year. No matter what type of game it is, I always try to get a good night's sleep before. And then I wake up and I'll go light on the food. Won't be stuffing my face with like pizza and other stuff like I would in other days. But yeah, I watch what I eat. And then usually I go for a walk before the game. I got a path in the woods next to my house. So I do that. And then depending on the game time, I'll take a nap. And then I'll head over to the rink, picking up Antino on the way. And once we get to the rink, just blast some music on the speaker, get the warm-up stretch, and talk to the boys, get ready for the game.
All right, not bad. A little walk outside the house is kind of cool. Clear your mind. Henry, what you got?
Similar to Bog, for just about every game, I have pasta with meatballs, actually. A little more Italian. And then every time I step on the ice, I give my stick a quick four taps, and then I don't really know why. I think one time I stepped on the ice with my skate guard on. Not a good sight. And so now, just for some reason, I always check my right blade and then start off warm-ups.
And you also bring out a water bottle for one person's room. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's big Matt Bogdansky over there. Always got to toss the water bottle on top of the net for him.
That's a good teammate. Okay. Last but not least, Hank, what do you do for hockey pregame or superstitions?
Before I leave, I always take a quick shower. Love to,
you take a lot of showers,
I love the showers. I'll get to the rink, and I'm super focused before games. I don't really talk a lot. I have the same playlist that I listen to before every game. It has some AC/DC in it. My dad and I have been listening to AC/DC before games, you know, driving to long games in, like, the youth. And then I always bring a Gatorade, and I always bring six, energy chews. I'll eat two in between each period to finish them off. And when we get on the ice, Bogue and I are always the last two on the ice, and we do a little handshake there with a headbutt, and then we're off for the game.
The headbutt must be kind of pretty intense.
It's a pretty good one usually every time. Sometimes it's a little heavy.
Yeah, semi-concussion maybe for both of you before you hit on the ice?
Yeah, before like the first two games of the season, we actually went pretty aggressively with the headbutt. Probably dented a cage or two, but you know, it got us hyped for the game. We're brothers on and off the ice, so just wanted to get ready together.
Good stuff. Nothing too crazy there for superstitions, but still some stuff that you know you guys do differently. But all right, so we're going to break away from hockey. We're going to actually get to football because for the first time ever on Castle Corner Podcast, we're going to make a phone call. We're going to call Algonquin sophomore Rio Ferguson and tell him that he's been selected as a Daily News All-Star for football. So who's going to make the phone call?
I am.
Okay, Nolan, are you about ready to make that phone call?
Yep.
All right, put that up to the mic.
Jay Ferguson.
Hey, how you doing? It's Nolan Kimball. I played football with Rio. Can I talk to him for a little bit?
Sure. Hold on. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Rio? I'm here at the Metro West Daily News, and I'm letting you know that you were selected as an All-Star this year.
Oh, cool. That's great.
Yeah. Congrats, man.
All right, Rio, you're here. We're here with Metro West Daily News. My name is Tommy Castle. I'm the one that was actually texting you earlier. But you had a pretty good year. You finished season with 115 tackles. You led the team, and you also rushed for 403 yards as a running back. And you're also given the Divisional All-Star Award, and you're the only sophomore on the list. So, Rio, congrats on being a Daily News All-Star. What do you got to say?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I wasn't really expecting that, yeah.
All right, well, you're on the podcast right now, too, with these four Algonquin hockey players. So congrats, and I'll see you soon for a photo shoot.
All right.
Have a good one, man. All right, that was history. First time phone call letting someone know that they are All-Star on the Castle Corner podcast. So, boys, you've been fun today. I know it's vacation, so I've taken a lot of time out of your day, so I'll let you get going. But thanks for coming in, and thanks for winning the Daily News Cup, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it.
Awesome. I also want to thank my producer and director of multimedia, Kaylin Kelleher, for all of our help behind the scenes. You can follow me on Twitter at TommyCastle44, and you can also follow the Daily News on Twitter and Instagram at Metro West Sports. You can subscribe to Castle Corner Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you subscribe to podcasts. We'll also check in each week for a new podcast. Thanks again for joining me here on Castle Corner. Until next time, I'm Tommy Castle, and thanks for checking in.